From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them he has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. For anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they don't see it, and to hear what you hear, but they don't hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the devil, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But it has no roots and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears low fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit that yields 100, 60, or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
Amen.
I remember when I was studying theology in Rome. It was international school. One of my first experience to leave the Word of God is that one night I went down to the first floor and I saw a group of African students playing music. And I dropped in, and my friend asked me to hold his drum so that he can play more freely. So I was thinking I just might be a couple of minutes or maximum 15 minutes that will go. But after 15 minutes, the music still go on. Of course, no. So I was thinking, what should I do now? Should I tell him that I want to go? But then I just remember the Word of God. Whatever you want people to help you do it. If you like people to help you this way, can't you do that? So I hold his drum for nearly 2 hours. Well, you might say, you might not do it. Of course, not necessary. But it seems, at that moment, I have time. So whatever Jesus says, whatever you want people to do it for you, you do it to them. So that's the way. That's why we have to live the gospel. And as a priest, not always we are successful to live the Word of God. I remember when I was still a young priest in another parish. So one day, kind of argument between myself and the parish priest. So the evening, I was not in a good mood to sleep. I don't know how to work it out, you know. I'm not saying that he's wrong, but no, if nobody said they themselves doing something wrong. So the next morning, after Mass, I went to his office and just hold my hand, and he was so low, he embraced me. So you understand that we want to reconcile with one another. This the Word of God helped me to overcome the human weakness. Even today, in the Chinese community also, not always all the members agreeable on many things. I remember a few weeks ago, there was a person in a meeting. I lose my temper by that time. I shouldn't, but I lose my temper. And then I was not shouting, but, you know, criticizing in not a very gentle way. I know it's wrong, but what can I do? But that time. So next morning, time comes. We have a moment to check with that person. I cannot say we recognize yet, because, you know, people have different points of view. So, but reconciliation doesn't mean all things are agreeable. But it's for myself. I try to be understandable, understanding. I try to pray for the outcome of the whole situation. It's today, still not yet. It's something hard in my heart. I want to solve, but cannot. It seems the Word of God, you have to be patient to live with love. Just a seed in the soil. It cannot grow in a moment. It needs time. So this is how I'm living this Word of God. When I try to do something wrong, the Word of God popped in. It's funny. All times, not all the times I remember the Word of God. But whenever I want to do something bad, the Word comes in. I remember once I was doing a service in a hospital as a volunteer. I was helping a young old man to feed him. I tried to feed him fast so that I can have more time for my free time. But by the time I'm doing, the Word of God comes in. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So just, I stop that speed, slow down, because Jesus expects me to treat this person as I would treat him. So I slow down. You know, this person, he never greeted us before. But that day, after finishing helping him, went out to the door, He's not shouting, he's crying out loudly, "Peter, thank you." I left expect he would say this word, because I have changed. Not because I'm very good, but I changed my attitude towards him, rather selfish, spend my time for him. That's the result. So this is how I'm living this word of God, moment by moment, not that I have a whole program already settled. No. Anytime, anything can happen. No matter in the parish or outside world, I know it's not always easy. For example, last week I was in a pilgrimage in Europe. I came back, then I received a complaint letter from a member of the group. I'm so surprised and a little bit shocked from this person. He should be, not from his mouth. What I can do? I have to love that person too, not to criticize him. And from his angle, I have to answer his letter in a different way. I just telling him that I appreciate. It's really appreciate. Of course, not always happy when people have complained against us, whatever, not against me, but the whole situation. I'm involved also, I'm part of it. But I'm happy. Happy in a sense, not that, no, that he is criticizing me. I'm happy because I have the heart, the patience to be with. And that's how Jesus is inviting us today. Just be patient with his love. Before Vatican II, all the priests, they call outer Christus, another Christ. But after the Vatican II, all people who are baptized are outer Christus, another Christ. You, when you are baptized, you die with Christ and live with Christ. You are another Christ, or you are another priest. You know, once Jesus was mentioning this idea to a daughter, an Italian woman who's got some vision. And Jesus told him, "In my heart, all the priests are not those only ordained priests. Of course, they are my priests. But all those, but even Christians, they live with good hearts, giving testimony of love for the world. They are my priests." You see? For Jesus, not those ones who dress in this way. Jesus doesn't appreciate from outward sign. That's why he criticized so much those people, hypocrites. They put everything perfectly well outside, but inside, not that. That's not pleasing Jesus. Jesus sees into our hearts. He wants us to be like him. Patience, quiet, and loving. Always accepting, praying for. His main aim on earth is for the salvation of each soul. All souls are to be saved. The only thing on earth, he just looked at God the Father to do only his will. That's where his peace comes in. Today we know we ought to follow him, like him, look up only God's word, God's will be done upon us. First thing. Second, like him, love all, included those people against you, because Jesus came on earth to save all. All, no exception, included myself, included yourself. So don't just say, "Oh, they are not my friends." For Jesus, all are his friends, right? So today, we also, although you don't know him very well or don't her very well, they are our friends. We need to pray hard for one another. So that one day we can meet in God the Father's heaven. That's our aim, this is our goal of earth. So that's pray hard for this, and let's live up this word of God, be another Christ, alter Christus.